The French comedy Deerskin was supposed to open in cinemas this week. Now it is opening online to benefit cinemas. That's right. When you screen it at home, part of the proceeds will go to your local theater. Critic Bob Mondello says Deerskin is a good fit for that assignment. It's a satire about movie making and social isolation.
It may occur to you that Georges is a little off-kilter when, right at the start of the movie, he neatly folds his sport coat and flushes it down a toilet. Or tries to, anyway. He then pays way too much for a vintage 1960s deerskin jacket with lots of fringe on the arms and chest. The seller is making out so well that he throws in a vintage camcorder that Georges slings over his shoulder.
Oh, no. Mais regardez-vous.
This makes Georges, in his head at least, a filmmaker, one with what he describes inaccurately as killer style. Though considering what's coming, maybe that's just foreshadowing. Georges' attempts to impress some women in a nearby bar that evening fall pretty flat. He's really only in love with his jacket. But a waitress mentions that she does a bit of amateur video editing.
Ouais, parce que je fais du montage, en fait.
He doesn't quite understand what editing is.
Montage, oui.
Still, she asks to see what he shot, which is mostly him in his new deerskin jacket. But with her encouragement, that soon changes in ways I shouldn't spoil. Writer-director Quentin Dupieux is a prankster. He once made a homicidal tire movie called Rubber. This time, homicide is still in the mix, as are riffs about low-budget filmmaking, male posturing, women who are level-headed in a crisis, and a hero who not only talks to his beloved jacket, but thinks the jacket is talking back.
Georges.
A pleasantly demented Jean Dujardin.
Georges.
Does the talking for both of them.
Je bouquine là.
Making up, I suppose, for his movie-long silence as the star of The Artist a few years back. Deerskin is a seriously eccentric goof that won't be for all tastes, it goes pretty dark, but it's just as amusing about super low-budget filmmaking and about obsessing as you might expect from a movie in which the director is also the writer and the cinematographer and the editor. I'm Bob Mondello.